From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Yemen's former president Ali Abdullah Saleh has been killed, his party confirmed Monday. A video showing what appeared to be his corpse has been circulating on social media. The rebels who announced his death earlier Monday claimed that Saleh was on his way to Saudi Arabia when he was killed. The 75-year-old Saleh ruled Yemen for more than three decades before he was ousted under popular and political pressure in 2012, but continued to wield power behind the scenes, forming an alliance with the Iran-backed Houthi rebels. His death comes 2 days after the alliance appeared to have fallen apart. On Saturday, Saleh denounced the Houthi militia and suggested restoring ties with Saudi Arabia. In a victory for President Trump, the Supreme Court on Monday decided to allow his latest travel ban to remain in force while the legal fight continues in the lower courts. Seven of the justices ruled in favor of the administration, while two said the partial stay on the ban should continue. The court didn't give a reason for its decision. The travel ban is the third one Trump has issued. It bars most travelers from eight countries: Chad, Iran, Libya, North Korea, Somalia, Syria, Venezuela, and Yemen. Six of the countries are Muslim-majority nations. And for the first time since 2011, a United Nations official will be visiting North Korea, which has ramped up its nuclear and ballistic missiles tests this year. Undersecretary General for Political Affairs Jeffrey Feltman is expected to visit Pyongyang from December 5th through the 8th. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe's new